it. I am 5 months postpartum. This is my first little, so it is one heck of a ride, and I am struggling to get back on track. It's like, I know, you know, 24-hour plan, water, all of the things, but for some reason, I feel like there's some sort of block, and I'm unable to do that. I've tried to, you know, stick to it, morning workouts, I've tried afternoon, and it's just, like, something's just not clicking.
So what are you doing right now? Like, tell me the things that you actually are implementing right now.
I am absolutely getting my water because I'm breastfeeding exclusively. So I'm like thirsty all the time. I'm getting my water. I do a plan maybe 3 or 4 times a week. And then even with those, they're not definitive plans. It's just, you know, eat to satisfy. Don't eat chips today. Don't eat cookies today.
Well, I wouldn't call that not a definitive plan. Number one, okay. I would call that very definitive. You're giving yourself rules.
Okay.
Like, I think that's just fine. I mean, I would much rather y'all create a plan that gave you direction, which you're doing, but you, right now you're just like, well, that's not good enough. It's no wonder you only want to do it 3 to 4 days a week if your whole attitude about what you're doing is like, well, yeah, I kind of suck at it, but, you know, here I am.
It just, I mean, yeah, you're not wrong about that. It just, it feels like it's not enough. And then I don't assess the way that I should. And I think a lot of it has to do with my schedule is just like this now. I've recently started, you know, having to go back, well, not into work. I'm an attorney, so I have to go to court. But other than that, I can work from home. So it's like all of these pieces are moving and
I don't have.
Your schedule
is not like this.
It feels that way.
I go, but no, it's how you describe it. Like, this is, okay. I think, your whole missing component. Like, your fundamental question is, I don't understand why I'm not consistent. I don't understand why I'm not doing all the things. And then when you describe it, it's like, well, let me just tell you, my life is like this. And I'm like, I'm not real good at it. And I'm not doing it right. And I should be, blah, blah, blah. It's mystifying why I don't want to do it every day, Corinne. I don't understand why the consistency isn't just clicking. It's not clicking because you're describing it like a jerk to yourself. Why would you want to be consistent with something that doesn't fit in your life the way you're describing it?
I get that. So how do I, and I don't know if this is a you question, but I want to throw it out there. So how do I, like, how do I make it fit? Because it's like, I'm pumping several times a day.
You don't need to make it fit. This is your problem. You're going to, how do I make it fit before you go to, how do I realize it's not as bad as I think it is? Like, right now, it's like, I want to take this thing that I believe is too hard for my life, and I just want to ram it in. You're never going to be motivated, and you're never going to be compelled to do it. We have to start thinking about, like right now, the easiest win you have is on the days that you're already planning and you're giving yourself some, like, good guidelines, you're calling that not definitive enough, not good enough, not going to work. So on the days when your life is busier, the first thing that will go is the stuff that you keep saying is not good enough. Why would you bother? Like, if you don't describe it as a way that it actually helps you, wouldn't it be nice to go to court with a plan that said, whatever you do, if you pass a hot dog stand, please eat at least to enough. Don't grab a hot dog unless you are hungry. Wouldn't that be better than just being like, well, here I am in my roller coaster life. There ain't nothing I can do on the days I got to go to court.
Yeah, you're right. You're not wrong.
It's so, I know this is sometimes hard for y'all to conceptualize, and this is why I preach it all the time. It's not what we do that takes so much time. It's how we think about it that eats up all of our brain space. You're probably spending more time right now thinking about how hard no BS is, how hard it is to squeeze all this in, than it would actually take you to sit down and just write for 2 minutes on what you're going to eat for the day. I would challenge you to, even on your busiest day when you're pumping, to like set a time on your phone. It's like, how long does it actually take me to make that plan? It's our job to make sure that we are motivating ourselves And it doesn't mean that that means we're riding high on motivation. It just means stop getting out of the way of ourselves from being able to like motivate ourselves. The best way to motivate yourself is to first and foremost already recognize what are you doing right? What is like totally normal, like in your life right now with a 5 month old and your first, you have an identity shift that has to happen, you know? And that's like one of the things we're going to teach in the new maintenance course next month is about identity shifts. You know, when you're losing your weight, you are someone who identifies as a weight loss person, you know, like I identified forever, someone who struggled with my weight. Then I identified as someone who could lose weight. Then I was identifying as someone who might always regain their weight. Like there were all these identities that I had around it. And then when I lost my weight, I had to really learn how to identify as someone who was never going to struggle with their weight again. It was like starting all over. The things that I needed to do to keep my weight off, not going to change. The way that I approached my body, approached my food, approached the scale, approached how I talked to myself, all had to change. And the same thing happens like when you go through big life events, you know, you're now identifying as a mom and you have to fit. I would encourage you to really decide how you want to identify as a mom. Cause right now you're identifying as one who can't keep up, is having a hard time, is, you know, can't seem to strike a balance. And that's an identity that a lot of moms set early on. And I don't watch them shed it. Even when the last baby walks out the door for college, the second, the last one gets out, they're still identifying as, well, now I don't know who I am. Their babies, they just, you have to be very careful about your identity that you set for yourself. So when you do that one time of journaling thing, think about like this week, when it comes to being a mother and a lawyer and Katera, who was I identifying as this week? And who do I want to identify as? And when you really figure out who you want to be and all that, it is so much easier for the things you do to come in line. Because if you know the think, feel, do cycle, what you think is how you feel and is how you do. And so when you really choose deliberately how you want to identify as a mom, like maybe your identity right now is, I'm a mom figuring it out how to include me and the baby and lawyering. Like rather than I'm identifying as a mom on a roller coaster who, you know, you didn't say it this way, but you know, my kid sucks all the oxygen out of the room for me. You know, so it's just important because it's, and I say this because I think it's important for all of you. And I'm so glad you brought this up. We are not taught that we get to choose how we identify. We are really taught more that we identify based on what other people say about us, what our peers are talking about and how they identify. We just, the human condition is natural to want to take on what it sees. It's not natural to do it on purpose. And I think you just have a really good opportunity right now to just identify who you want to be on purpose. And it'll just make the relationship with your child even stronger too.
You're right. That's something that I can definitely focus on at least this week. I can commit to focus on that this week.
Yeah. Well, keep us posted. And then like, just know that also when you do all this, you're probably still not going to want to do that 24-hour plan. So in those moments, you just tell yourself, I don't really need to want to do this. I change diapers every day and I don't think I ever want to do it either. So exactly.